Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Before the break, Faisal, I teased a little bit about interest in cryptocurrency and how to avoid being scammed.
There's a huge interest right now with all the buzz about cryptocurrency. And what concerns me is that there are cryptocurrency scams happening, mm-hmm. and we've got one here in our own province.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a hot topic in finance, there's probably going to be a scam attached to it. Anyways, we're very fortunate to have Hillary McMeekin, who's a Director of Communications and Investor Education at the Alberta Securities Commission, back with us today. And Hillary, thanks for joining us again. We appreciate your time for sure. We're going to jump right into this because I want to understand a little bit about what the latest scam is. Let's make sure nobody falls victim to this cryptocurrency scam.
Sure, absolutely. And it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. One particular one that we put out an alert, and we actually put it out across the country. So, and it came to our attention, just as you said, online, Kijiji and other sources, there is ads running sort of promising, you know, this individual was super experienced and an accredited trader. That was the language they used in their advertisement, in a variety of digital assets like Bitcoin and altcoins and even referenced binary options. And so he sort of sold it as this is guaranteed, absolutely the way you're going to make, you know, 95% win mm-hmm. rate, he referenced. And I say he, I don't know who really is behind the advertisement, but our investment fraud task force, which is a group of investigators and other enforcement experts across the country, jumped on it the moment they saw it. They shared it across the country. They dug into it. They saw that he wasn't registered to sell or to trade securities, this individual, or the name of the individual in the ad. And there was a number of red flags in the advertisement. So we quickly jumped on it and put out an alert. The Investment Fraud Task Force also jumped on it and contacted Kijiji, mm-hmm. and Kijiji pulled the ads down. So we know that they worked with us. They pulled those ads down, but we know that they come up, just as you said, Faisal, like they're propping it or coming up anywhere, right? We're seeing it across online channels. So
absolutely.
So this is the one that really jumped out for us most recently. And we put out an alert mostly to say there's a few key things you need to know, right? Would it be helpful if I walked through what those key things are?
Yeah, let's go through those red flags, because I think it's going to be interesting when you go through these red flags, because people are going to say, well, of course, that makes sense.
Right.
We've heard about this stuff all the time. So then why do we keep on putting out these red flags if you know it's a red flag? So right. The opportunity here right now, I think, for us, Dave, is to explain to people that they think something is good mm-hmm. and it's suitable for them.
Right.
When all mm-hmm. you can think of is profit.
Right.
Everything is suitable when it goes up.
Right.
That's right.
Until it doesn't.
Right.
And this is where I want to kind of highlight these red flags so people get this information again. Because the emotion of buying will overrule the logic of not buying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go through them, Hillary, one by one.
Sure. The first one, please, please ignore promises of guaranteed high returns with little or no risk. So generally, the higher the return, the higher the risk. And no investment can guarantee a 95% win rate. No investment can guarantee anything. Really, in this world. So that's number one. Make sure the opportunity, you are capable of handling risk with it. So whatever the investment is, can you handle that level of risk? What happens if you lost it all? So really, really think about that, because nothing is guaranteed. Yep. And don't ever believe that, number one. Is that a good place to start?
That's a great start.
A good start, you bet.
You know what I find, Hillary, is that people are getting pressured to buy. There is a time frame. If you buy now, otherwise you're going to lose out on your opportunity, so on and so forth. Let's talk about that red flag.
Oh my gosh, yes. Thank you. That we hear that time and time again. Fraudsters love to use that, right? Get in now.
Yeah.
Because they really want you to get in before you go away and do your homework and realize that maybe there's a few things here that you're not comfortable with. And so that pressure happens all the time. And here's what we know for sure. Every legitimate investment, you have time. You have time to research it. You have time to make sure you're comfortable with it and to make sure that it fits in with your financial plan, whatever that plan looks like. So that pressure, that should be a huge red flag, because legitimate investments, you have, you often have, I say that because I'm trying to think of any example I've heard of where there wasn't at least a day to check out and do your own research and make sure you were comfortable with the company or comfortable with whatever it was.
Well, it's so important to remember there's other deals too. Like, it's, there's no lack of deals to ever participate in, right? So if you miss one, trust me, there's another one coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about this? I know a guy. I've got some information.
Well, and thank you. Yes, and that's the really good, that was the next piece from where you were just going with, you know, there's lots of deals out there.
Yeah.
They also try the, you know, I got inside information or special information, or I know a guy, right? Well, you know, they may have more knowledge than you, but trading on inside information or special information is illegal. You don't want to trust that anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And quite often they don't have any more information, but they're using it to hook you, right?
Yeah.
It's like you said, it's that emotion of, oh, I don't want to miss out on this, right? That fear of missing out. So you jump in.
Hillary, I've seen many individuals talk about this, and I use this as an analogy. Most Canadians will check the registration of an advisor like they would check the license of a pilot. They just don't do it.
They just
don't do it. We take the assumption when we get on a plane that the pilot is licensed because the company that we're buying the ticket from has done their due diligence. But when they go into an advisor, regardless if they're with a major financial institution or not, it is not being checked.
That's exactly it. And I'm going to go one more. We do more research when we can travel. And I know I've said this with you guys before around vacations. Or even around dates, right? We do way more research about a date before we, you know, go out there and have a coffee with somebody or a dinner with somebody.
Yeah.
But you're right. People don't check the registration. But that's what's critical, because if you're not registered, and there is, by the way, no such thing as a CSA accredited trader.
Right.
So people have to be registered to sell or trade securities in the province. And if they're not, that's a huge red flag, because most often the significant frauds that we've seen cross our desks, it's because people, you know, got involved with somebody that built trust with them and they were not registered, and it ended up being a scam and people's money was lost. So registration is a fundamental, and it's easily accessible. You can reach it from our website. Right, from checkfirst.ca, you can go to and check out either a firm name or an individual name to make sure that they're registered. So it's key.
Hillary, you've mentioned on this show many times to get independent professional advice. Can we explain to our listeners there's a difference between getting independent professional advice and looking for a confirmation to your beliefs?
Yes. Oh, so well said. You know, the person that's involved in whatever investment opportunity is not independent. They're biased. They're inherently biased because they're selling this cool opportunity, whether it's legitimate or not. There are people. Whether it's an advisor, a financial advisor, or someone, even an accountant or a lawyer that you might know. So often we have these connections within our communities, and it's very easy to reach out to them and say, I just want to gut check something with you. Mm-hmm. I just want to talk this through with you. Obviously, a financial advisor is probably the best in terms of looking at specific trades and those kinds of things. But you know what? Lawyers and accountants, they can help you talk through something or help you, you know, find a path and to get more information or to do the research you need to do to feel comfortable.
I think question to add to that, Hillary, is that the individual should be asking what could go wrong. So whenever Dave and I are building an investment portfolio for our clients and we're doing due diligence on an investment that we're not directly investing in ourselves, so we're using a fund or another manager, we actually do our due diligence, and the questions that we ask to them and their competitors and other individuals that we get advice from, we ask, what could go wrong?
Exactly.
What could possibly go wrong with this, and how will it impact our clients? I think
That's
if individuals do that, where they start saying, okay, give me the worst case scenario. What could really go wrong here? And are they willing to take on that risk?
That's right. Hillary, awesome. I love that question.
We have to wrap this up very quickly, but I do want to draw attention to the fact that it is March is a very special month for you guys because it's Fraud Prevention Month, and there's a bunch of programs. If anybody wants information on what you're doing, educate themselves, how do they contact you guys? Where do they go?
Oh, Check First. So checkfirst.ca is the best resource, right? It's not only does it have information that anyone at any stage in their financial journey, right? We're all at different stages. And there's lots of information on checkfirst.ca, but Fraud Prevention Month, we're actually super excited. We're doing some fun things this year because we recognize that there's a huge increase in the people between the ages of 18 and 30 getting interested in investments, getting into investments. And and so we're actually focusing all of our efforts around that audience group, and we're gonna do some fun things, and I mean that genuinely. We're having some fun. I don't want to spoil the surprise, but it's coming.
we'll bring you on next month so you can tell us all about
that's
it.
That's right. We'll have you on in March. That's right, Hillary. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've been joined by Hillary McMeekin, who is a director of communications and investor education at the Alberta Securities Commission. All right, my friend, it's. We got to make all this make sense in real life, and we're doing that at our upcoming seminar.
Yeah, that'll be on Tuesday, February 23rd, 7 p.m. live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Stick around after the break to find out how to maximize the value that you'll get when selling your business. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.